Well, welcome everyone. I really have no formal statement to make, so I'm open to any questions you have.
Steve, when you decide to trade Ben, why at this time, and had you explored over the last year or so, did they have to do anything to do with the playoff push? Just can you give us some more details about trading Mesh?
Well, I guess, how much information I really want to disclose, but I'll go back to the end of last season, knowing that we have an expansion draft coming up, knowing that Ben is coming into the last year of his contract, and Andre Vasilevsky is going into the last year of his entry-level deal, and then all the contracts that we had, potentially starting with Stammer, Alex Killorn, Victor Hedman, and so on and so forth with the players that we have coming up. So taking everything into consideration at that point, it's like, okay, what are we going to do with our goaltending? We know at the very, very, we know in this June there's an expansion draft. We're going to have to make a decision between one or two. Going back to last year, and it's been, I'll disclose it because it's been, I'll talk about it because it has been made public and Ben has talked about it as well. Did talk to a team in the league about it at the prior to the draft last year. For whatever reason, that didn't come to fruition. So throughout the course of this season, you know, we went into the hockey season. I talked to both Ben and Elwha about the situation, where I was at, what I was thinking at that time. Throughout the course of the season, just the way the league is, the demand for goaltenders, there wasn't really anything to talk about around the league. And as we get closer to the deadline now, you're exploring options. And, you know, our options are to trade or to keep both goaltenders. And the biggest reason to make the move now ultimately is we're concerned with the salary cap for next year. You know, I could wait till the end of the season and do it. We know we're going to lose one of them, and obviously I've made the decision on which one we're going to keep and which one we're going to move, but with what we have in some performance bonuses for our younger players, we felt we're going to be squeezed at next year with the cap. We don't even know what the cap is going to be, but we do know Victor's new contract is kicking in next year. We do know we're going to try and sign our other players, so we felt the need to do this right now to give ourselves as much cap space for next year. It had to be done now instead of waiting till the end of the season.
How much did the standings have any factor in moving him at this point?
Not really. I believe with Andre and we acquire Peter, they're going to give us a chance to win games every night. We can sit and debate, you know, the goaltenders and, you know, who gives us the best chance to win. But I feel with the goalies that we have, they're going to give us a chance to win every night. Coop and the players, we're going to try and continue to make the playoffs. So the timing of it is, you know, I got to make this decision now. The standings, you know, I was prepared to make this trade last summer. I was prepared to do it throughout the course of the season whenever it came till now.
Where does this deal came together pretty quickly? Did you just really like what you were getting back in this one instead of waiting another 48 hours to see what else was out there?
Ultimately, I think, decided to get it done yesterday. That was a deal that made the most sense. And really, to be honest, it was the only option I had. And my options were to make this deal with LA or to sit tight and go through the season.
Was LA somewhat of a surprising trade partner? Were they on your radar, especially with them getting Quick back and things like that?
Dean and I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago. I just kind of circling back with any, you know, you look at every team in the league and say, okay, I'm preparing for the deadline. Look at all my options, whether it's forwards, defense, goaltending, and you know, you make your rounds around the league. You talk about everything. What are you trying to do? And can't give it to you verbatim, but my conversation with Dean was, you know, as how are you doing? Is Quick coming back? Is there any consideration of Bish? And he said, well, you know, obviously it depends on the cost. We think we're going to get Jonathan Quick back. It would depend on the cost, but he had some interest, and we kind of progressed from there.
You said all along, last couple of years, you have to eventually make a decision on Bishop or Vasilevsky as your number one going forward. When did you become start to feel more comfortable knowing you'll be turning the keys over to Bassey at some point? Like, you've obviously developed him over the course of the last number of years, but when did you kind of feel comfortable saying, okay, this is inevitable, I might have to move this year, or was it last summer, or right now? When did you start to begin to feel comfortable?
Probably last year. I can't remember the exact date we signed Andre, but it was at that point. Let's sign him to the extension. And it still didn't prevent us from going in a different direction. But at that point, I felt like, you know, this is the way we're going to go. And, you know, we've got a veteran goaltender and we've got a talented young goaltender. Do we keep the veteran? Or do we go with the younger player? Ultimately, the cap came into it as well. We believe Andre is going to be an excellent starter in this league for a long time. And for the time being, his cap number is lower. He's at a different stage. He's coming out of entry level versus a player that is all, you know, it came down to a decision. We've got two really good goaltenders, and we felt like they, you know, getting the young guy that can do the job at a lower number was affords us the ability to go and allocate the funds to other parts of our lineup.
With what you've seen from Andre this year, is this move trading Vish, is it still sort of a leap of faith with Andre, or did you see enough this year or in the last couple of years that you feel?
Oh yeah, it's more than a leap of faith. I believe, you know, time will tell, but I believe he has all the tools to be an excellent starting goaltender for a long time. From watching him play in the playoffs, watching him play throughout his junior career, throughout his play in the American League, in the time he's been in the NHL, I believe he's going to be a very good starter. Time will tell on that. And we look at all the top goaltenders in the league today, and you look back at the start of their career, you know, there's some ups and downs. It's the hardest position to play. It's hard, you know, being a young D in this league is difficult. Being a young goaltender is even more difficult. There's ups and downs for every player. And as much as I'm hoping that he just takes off and has career like, start, I won't even name names. It's unfair to compare, but I expect there to be some ups and downs. I believe he has the mental makeup and the character and the desire and the fortitude to ride those downs out.
See, this was clearly a cap-related move. Is it enough to clear up the cap issues going forward, or will there have to be other moves to follow?
Well, we accomplished with this trade. We, for the most part, now we accomplished one thing, and that's being able to allocate our entry-level performance bonuses into this year's cap. Now, over the next 20 games, they can reach other levels that those bonuses go up, but at least this, for the most part, accomplishes what we want. So I don't necessarily have to do anything to worry about, you know, what we're doing with this year's cap. We do have decisions to make. As I said, we do have some, you know, as you know, restricted free agents that we're hoping to sign. We need to create space for them. Our roster is likely to change between now and the opening of the season next year. What direction that, what exactly it looks like, I can't predict that now. But we're going to have to make some changes in order to be compliant to start next year. And when we do that, I'm not sure.
What type of message does this send to the locker room for this year's
team? What are you referring to? Sorry.
In terms of the mentality of this year going forward, making this trade, what does it send a message to in terms of this year's club?
Well. My message is we're still trying to make the playoffs. That's why we brought in Peter Budaj to back up Andre. We think that the tandem gives us a chance to win every night. Peter did that in LA when Jonathan went down, and he went in the net and he won, I think he won 27 games. I think he had 7 shutouts. His numbers are very good, and he won games for them and kept in it. So we're able to bring in a goaltender that will give us quality starts, and he, along with Andre, will give us a chance to win. So we're still trying to make the playoffs, and you know, my message to the locker room is, guys, like, you're doing everything you can to win. Every night you're going out, you got a lot of reasons to play, personal reasons and team reasons, and they're professionals, and they'll continue to do that.
Can Budaj challenge for that number one spot for this year?
For sure. Like, ultimately, we want Andre to play. But it's a performance-based business, and we're trying to win hockey games. So I can't predict how many starts each player will get. But Andre knows full well he's got to go in there, and he's got to play well.
Scanning the fact that you're in the middle of a playoff push, how much does that impact your decision on making more trades before the deadline?
Again, there's long-term objectives that I need to address. And if they can be done now, they will be done now. And some of the short-term objectives, I guess. I weigh what is the return versus what I'm moving out. And ultimately, our goal is to win the Stanley Cup, whether that's this year, next year, or beyond. Our goal is to do that. I want to make the playoffs. We're going to do everything we can to make the playoffs. But I at least I'm going to make my decisions based on what gives us the best chance of winning a Stanley Cup, whether that's now, a year from now, or 2 years from now.
One more question. Okay.
You have a couple guys you called up today, Yanni, and is that more insurance in case something does develop the course of the day? I don't know if there's any injuries that were didn't know about.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure we had players here. Again, we're going to try and win. I didn't want to be in a position potentially to play short. We've had a bit of a flu bug going through the team with, and so for a whole host of reasons, I want to make sure we can dress the best lineup tonight for tonight's game.
Steve, Stamkos skated this morning. Is there any kind of update on how his recovery is going, if there's a chance that he'll play again this season?
Yes, there's a chance that he'll play again this season. I don't have an exact, I've been tied up with the trade deadline things, but as of last week, he was skating on his own in Colorado. Was the last time I had a chance to talk to the trainers. The next step for him was to get into non-contact drills with the team. And so he's progressing well. Everything about his the rehab is moving along very well. There's no complications. He feels good. It's just allowing the injury to heal and getting his conditioning back, and that will take time. So I don't have an exact timeline for all this, but the next step was to go from light skating on his own to getting involved with the team on the ice in non-contact.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.